In the name of our God, Creator, Redeemer, and Giver of life. Amen. Even though I'm filling in for Melissa, and we wish you were here, but she had a family emergency and hopes to be back, I guess, on Tuesday or so. But it's good to be back and to see people. Even last night, it was fun. We weren't an overwhelming crowd. I think there were 10 of us here last night. But we had a good time, even in spite of masks and all, where you can't see people's faces. Luckily, I don't have to have one when I'm preaching or reading the gospel. And I told Chris, well, maybe I'll just stand back there and just keep talking during the whole service so I don't have to put a mask. And he corrected me and said, that's not the way we're going to do it. So anyway, the lessons are interesting today. I've always enjoyed this lesson. I am the living bread. I am the true bread. I am the bread of life. It just always feels and seems right. You feel good about Jesus saying this, and that the bread of life that he gives to us, we will live forever with the eternal life that is given to us in his body. So all of that is good. And yet I made a mistake this week. I looked at a commentator about these lessons, and the commentator has a good sense of humor, probably a little too good, and maybe a little too good for some of y'all, but talked about and asked the question, what kind of bread would Jesus be? Raisin bread? Probably not. Bread with nuts in it, because nuts gives you, you know, more nourishment and stuff like that. Rye bread? Not sourdough is one of the things he said. Never sourdough. But what kind of bread would Jesus be? Well, I should never have read that, because I still can't get that out of my mind, thinking about that and all those things. But it brings up the point that in Jesus' day, in the first century, bread and water were staples for life. So you had to have water and you had to have bread to live. So Jesus selecting the image of bread was very basic and natural to the first century. They understood that you needed bread to live. And so Jesus saying, I am the bread of life, I am the living bread, simply was a way to say that I'm here to nourish you, give you nourishment, and keep you alive. To use that symbol was really basic and very important in the first century. For us, it's probably not quite as strong, because we don't really see our basic life being caught up in whether we have bread or not. Yes, for water, but not for bread. And so what we're challenged with the lessons today is to receive this living bread, to receive the bread of Christ, to receive and take in that gift and be nourished. And how do you and I allow Jesus to nourish us? Often we talk about doing things, praying, doing this, doing that, but how do we let Jesus and the bread of life nourish us? Is, I believe, the real challenge in today's gospel for us this day. That is to be nourished and to allow Jesus to nourish us. And I think by virtue of the fact that y'all, that means all of you, all are here, you're here because you're seeking and receiving nourishment in your faith. The living bread of Christ is coming into you, nurturing you, and nurturing your faith in your journey. And there are other ways. I think by making ourselves present, by coming to certain things, by doing certain things, we are open to that process of being nourished by the living bread of Christ. And so today, in this sort of funny August Sunday, where is it raining or is it not raining or whatever, The image for us is to allow Jesus to nourish us wherever we are and whatever part of our life needs that, and to allow that nourishment to come in, to fill us and move us to a healthier, more living place, and a place where we will live forever. Amen.